Reader's Guide, Creative Ideas for Using This Issue of the New Era, Young Men and Young Women Activity Ideas. Read Elder Bruce C. Hafen's article, The Gospel and Romantic Love, on page 10, to learn more about building friendship first and romance second. Prepare a small treat for the members of your ward who are in the same age group as you. Young men make treats for the young women and vice versa. Be sure to include everyone in your age group. Give a heart attack to the bishop, a family that has just moved into the ward, or a less active member of your ward. Tape heart-shaped pieces of paper with messages of encouragement and love to the attack victim's car or front door. For a special touch, deliver a plate of heart-shaped cookies. Don't Bet Your Life, page 26, talks about the evils of gambling. Invite your bishop or an approved guest to give a talk about this topic and hold a group discussion afterwards. Pay particular attention to things youth in your ward might be doing, participating in raffles or other games of chance. Personal Improvement, Cold Feet, Warm Heart, on page 42, tells how one young man's life changed when someone was kind to him. Think of ways you can extend kindness to those around you and plan to put at least one of your ideas into action in the next week. Family Home Evening Ideas. Read No One Will Know on page 8 aloud to your family. Discuss other scenarios which could test the integrity of members of your family. Read Job chapter 27, verse 5 together. Education and missionary service are both worthy goals. Discuss ways your family can work together to help each other in both of these endeavors. Read Q&A questions and answers on page 16 together for ideas. Value Project. Make a collection of articles, posters, or idea lists from past issues of the New Era concerning one of the young women values. Use the index in the December magazine to identify articles that fit the value you have chosen. Photocopy them and place them together in a binder. You'll have an excellent resource in one place for giving talks or participating in lessons. Seminary Devotional. Ask a few volunteers to share a decision they made recently, whether it be a large decision, like where to go to college, or a small decision, like what they had for breakfast, and tell the class how the decision has affected them. Summarize Elder John B. Dixon's article, When Life Gets Tough, on page 44, and talk about the power of choosing to be positive in facing life's challenges. End of the article, Reader's Guide.